This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We see a lot of dreams, and we pay a lot of attention to these dreams. And it's remarkable how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to see dreams, and how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to treat those dreams. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma says, I was a young man, I used to sleep in the masjid. And in one narration he says, the dogs used to roam in the masjid. So that's the point I wish to make, that the masjid was such, it was very open, and dogs used to roam at night in the masjid. And this is where the same Bedouin came and began to urinate. Now, what was I saying about dreams? So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, I was a young man, I used to sleep in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, he was so pious, he was the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the younger brother of Ummul Mu'mineen Hafsa radiallahu anha, the brother-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did hijrah from Mecca to Medina at a very young age. And he used to frequent the house of his sister, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to sleep in the masjid. Which masjid? Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, I never used to get good dreams. I never used to see good dreams. So I used to pray to Allah that I wish I could see a good dream so that I could relate it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So once he saw a dream and he was so overjoyed, and it was a magnificent dream with angels who took him on a tour, and he related it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Initially he was so shy, he told his sister. So his sister, Ummul Mu'mineen Hafsa radiallahu anha, she informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the whole dream. It was a magnificent dream. And the most that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said was, Abdullah is a good man. If only he would pray more at night. Subhanallah. And I always marvel at this, that this is Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. He sleeps in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam every night. He never sees good dreams. He prays to Allah repeatedly, show me a good dream so that I can relate it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he does see a good dream and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam hears it all, he doesn't give a lengthy interpretation. All he says about this beautiful dream of angels who took him on a tour, he said, Abdullah is a good man. If only he would pray at night. So from that moment, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma would pray excessively at night. I just remembered that when I was mentioning about dogs roaming around in the masjid, because it always strikes me, comparing ourselves to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, look at where we sleep, where we are, who we are. For some reason, we always seem to see very good dreams. And when we relate them to other people, they give lengthy, voluminous interpretations to these dreams. But Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu slept in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never saw good dreams, prayed to Allah to be shown a good dream. When he was, the most the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abdullah is a good man. If only he would pray at night.